So, good afternoon, everybody, and welcome. So, with the development of meditation, so I was having a chat with one of the disciples earlier who was very, very keen on developing, say, quite deep meditation, but that really takes, really sort of focus conditions over quite a long period of time. And in reality, you really need sort of like seclusion, like a forest location where you're not not necessarily living in community. When you actually check the suttas, the way the Buddha explained the whole development of the jhanas, that if you really want to have a good a good shot with this particular level of practice, you really need to live alone, because it's such a sensitive state of mind. And the vast majority of us, we're engaged in community, and you have work and families and this and that, but you may still be quite interested in meditation, developing very good meditation over time. So how are you going to achieve this when you've got so much, sensory impingement coming into your mind? Because essentially, all the attachments that you have, the loves and the hates and the dislikes and the, it could be absolutely anything whatsoever, whatever kind of emotional attachment you have to absolutely anything in the world is going to potentially obstruct you. When you're looking at say surface meditation, surface to intermediate, you may be able to let go of quite a lot of your personal stuff, but when it comes to really very deep and profound practice, essentially you have to let go of everything. You have to let go of the world that you know, which is not necessarily like a breezy thing to do. So how do we work with this? That you've got people who are really interested in Dharma practice and actually developing themselves and getting somewhere on the path. You've got, vast majority of us have at least 10, 20, 30 years plus, hopefully, and we really want to make the best of the time that we have. And Ajahn Chah had that simile as well of some people didn't feel they had much time for formal practice, and he would just use that kind of regular question, did they have actually enough time to breathe, during the course of their day? But people may not necessarily. Some people have time for small mini meditations. It could be, even for example, 60 seconds. There was one teacher in the U.S. who had a lot of corporate disciples. Very, very busy, high powered people, and he would encourage them to meditate for 60 seconds or maybe several minutes if they had two or three minutes in their lunch hour, or if they're waiting at a bus stop or this type of thing, do these very small meditations which are easy to work with, which allows you to go about your daily routine without too much difficulty. But something which is very useful, and I've done this for days on end, is this kind of 1 minute mantra where you focus on exactly the direction that the Buddha wanted you to go with the anicca, dukkha, anatta, the changeability and the emptiness and I wouldn't necessarily focus on unsatisfactoriness, because that can emotionally sort of bring people down a little bit. The vast majority of people don't want to look at bad things, so they don't want to think about bad things. But changeability is a fairly smooth perception, and emptiness is very much so, but you just have to be a little bit careful with it because of the detachment that kicks in. And so for people who really want to maximize the development of their practice outside formal sitting and walking, They can, you know, just focus on anything, be absolutely anything. You do it, you can easily do it for an hour at a stretch. Just one little mantra per minute, you know, it could be things like feelings are changeable, consciousness, perception, thinking process, could be anything you see in the world, you know, is changeable. Just these little mantras once every minute, but you just do it all day and night, and you can function at full speed. You know, you can work, you can drive, you can be in a workshop, you can be an engineer, you can be a lawyer, and you'll be able to think and remember, and you'll have full sensory awareness, but you'll have enough samadhi there for contemplation and investigation. The samadhi is quite light, but it's very usable, and it's just there all day and night. And that's for people who really want to make progress on the path, because you just don't always have time to sit and walk, maybe any time of the day or evening, especially when you're working, you've got family responsibilities. So, and even things like a very light sort of semi-vipassana based practice is even like labeling thoughts, you know, maybe every three, you know, just every now and then, you know, it could be every, if you want to keep it very spacious, maybe even every 15 or 20 seconds, you know, you can label, say, mental activity, even bodily movements. So, for example, you could be, say, in the kitchen preparing a meal, and, you know, as you say, cutting vegetables, you know, or you're stretching, or you're picking something up, you actually label the mental or physical activity that you're undertaking, and you can get it's not as good as that 1 minute mantra principle from what I've seen, but you can still induce that kind of very mild kind of samadhi, very light samadhi, which you can use for investigation, because, you know, with these, as you label mental and physical phenomena, you're inducing mindfulness. You're actually thinking about what you're doing on a moment-to-moment basis. So bringing yourself closer to present moment awareness. You know, it's something you can do maybe every 20 seconds, 30 seconds. You just feel it out, because if you're working, especially these days, people are going to be very careful, because you can't. You don't want to be making too many mistakes when you're working either part time, full time, with the employment, that said, pressure on the employment situation. But you could just feel it out every 20, 30 seconds. Just label mental and physical activity, and you can induce this kind of very light samadhi. So in between the noting method, as your sensory awareness starts to sharpen, your faculties, sensory faculties, start to sharpen, then you can develop some insight into what is going on around you. It's just something you can do all day, all night, if you want to. Because the thing is that for people who like to meditate formally, that sometimes it can take people maybe up to an hour. You know, see, minimum 30 minutes, an hour, so you can get a good state. But with that very light samadhi that you develop over the course of many, many hours, you know, when you actually go to sit and walk at a certain time of the day, then you can induce the tranquility much more quickly. You know, because a lot of people have to have to go through all the stuff they've done, all the people they've talked to. That's going to take you at least a full hour. And for most people, you're looking at 2 hours to get a decent state. And if you're aiming for like really profound samadhi, you know, you've got to be sitting and walking for 3 to 4 hours at a stretch. So what we'll do in this particular session is we'll do just a combination of things. We'll do a little body contemplation, just a very mild one, and then a loving kindness. And then we'll do a breath meditation-based practice. But I'll just bring a little bit of qigong in it as well, because what happens is when you do qigong, that not only as you as it increases the flow of the qi, the natural energy in the body, it also increases the energy which is available for samadhi practice. So you know, anyone who does tai chi, qigong, will see that it actually has an effect on the quality of their meditation. So, for the beginning instructions, so just sit comfortably. So have your back nice and straight, head upright and comfortable. And what I want you to do is we'll just do this little qigong position. I want you to, as you see my hands right now, place at least say have the hands. The elbows don't touch the body. So you have bring the hands out. And you're going to essentially start to circulate the chi externally. So you can either have the hands with the back of the hands on the knees or the hands flat. The qigong people usually say that if the palms are uppermost, then you get the maximum chi flow with the sitting posture. And just make sure you just feel comfortable when you do it. And so what we'll do, and just make sure you've got nothing tied around the throat, around the waist, and you can breathe fully into the chest. Now we'll do a little body contemplation. I want you to use, this is a principle that I use to induce the samadhi fairly quickly. So I want you to repeat this mantra and repeat it continually for a full 60 seconds. The skeleton is changeable in nature. So just say it very, very slowly. The skeleton is changeable in nature. And we'll do that for 60 seconds. And then we'll do a loving kindness meditation for 60 seconds for oneself. The loving kindness will be, it could be something like, may I be healthy, wealthy and wise. May I be joyful and positive. May I be, could be anything, could be like, may I love and respect myself. So whatever is important to you. So one is supporting oneself emotionally. And then we'll move to the breath meditation, and I'll focus on the sensations around the mouth. You'll feel the breathing right at that point. So all this is to induce the samadhi within this, roughly an hour, a little bit less maybe, say minimum 45 minutes to an hour. So just repeat that first mantra, skeleton. And we'll just do that for 60 seconds. Skeleton, the skeleton is changeable in nature. And just do it slowly, continuously for 60 seconds. Okay, so we'll move across to the loving kindness. So choose the mantra, always starting with may I be such and such, you know, happy, joyful, wise, or skillful. And just do that very, very slowly for oneself only for the next 60 seconds. Okay, so what we'll do now is if you can focus on the feelings around the mouth. So as we do the breath meditation, breathing in and out of the full chest section, I want you to focus on the feelings around the mouth, and because the breath will be right on the periphery, and it's very, very, you can get quite a sharp focus, and it's very distinct, it's quite clear, and that's why I tend to encourage people. Most people can't go to the nose tip, it's too sharp, but when you focus on the feelings around the mouth, you can feel the breath right there, and it's quite clear for most people, and I'll talk you through it. We'll do that for the rest of the session. For those people whose arms get a little bit sore, you can turn your hands over with your small finger down, your thumb uppermost, on the, so with the back of the hand resting on the knees. You still get the chi flow, but it's a more comfortable position to for your shoulders and arms. Those people who just basically can't stop thinking, imagining, just choose one mantra of your choice, just one single mantra, and could be, say, based on feeling, thoughts, consciousness, perception, intentions. As you're breathing in, I say as you're breathing out, could be, say, like perception. Breathing in, breathing out is changeable. Breathing in, breathing out, perception. Breathing in, breathing out is changeable. You can space the words as much as you like. Just get a comfortable rhythm, and it helps to keep the mind, say, within a more restricted parameter with the mantra as a so like a secondary support based on changeability of any phenomena that you choose. you find that you're still thinking excessively, start to investigate your experience, you know, the thoughts and feelings which are the basis for, say, the mental activity, the one's attachments in the mind. And so, you know, if you're thinking about a certain, say, time or place or person or events, just ask yourself, you know, what's the purpose, the reasons. You know, try to understand that particular mind state completely, because if the mind's in a state of delusion with this lack of clarity, it's very difficult to let things, for the mind to relax and let things go. So you, in order to really let go, you need to understand why you think and feel the way you do, otherwise the attachment can remain with one for, say, like years on end. Anyone feels a bit tired or restless when you actually breathe, we'll say more slowly, deeply, you know, full deep breaths into the base of the abdomen, then it helps to counteract restlessness and distraction and lack of energy. One feels a bit fatigued, like slow deep breathing increases alertness, mindfulness, and helps to keep you focused. we're coming towards the end of this session. So, just see what actually works for you as far as technique goes, inducing tranquility. I'll ring the bell 3 times. You can open your eyes when you're ready. Any questions on the meditation at all? Happy customers, maybe? Yeah, right, we've got nothing coming in on the iPad internationally. Okay, we'll call it an afternoon and thank you for engaging.